This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
We are days removed from the Buffalo Bills stinking up the joint at Highmark Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So right now it's a perfect time for Eric Norrison to join us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios to drink away our sorrows.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a nice little psychological balm that's B-A-L-M there.
Yeah, I know. But first and foremost, how's everything going with you?
Going good. Yeah. Going pretty good. You know, we're trucking along. We're getting down to like probably the last 2-3 months of our busy season. Just trying to make it across that finish line, you know?
I know. Yeah. I can't believe the summer's just flown by like it has.
Exactly. But yeah, it's getting to fall now, and so we're releasing a lot of fall stuff now.
I'm excited for you. Absolutely. Seriously. Do you want to get right to it? We got three Colossi cans. So
we got a long run to go.
I know we do. All right, what do we got first up?
Seneca Screamer's back.
I love it.
I did some changes to it this year. Last year it was rye. I mean, while there was like all the... There was all the usual cream ale bases to it. So cream ale is typically 6-row with some corn into it. And then I threw some rye on it last year. This year I switched it from rye over to oats. The rye, I felt, gave it a bit too dryness and maybe a bit of a acerbic kind of edge to it.
Okay.
To it. This just makes it nice and soft and gentle. And it
smells good.
Yeah, it's this year instead of Rakow hops, it's New York State Centennial hops.
So. Okay.
Now it's just this really soft, good
it's
beer.
It's very soft.
That just, yeah.
It almost like, this sounds like it genuinely melts in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just, it really does. This is really good. Now, I'll be honest, full disclosure.
Yeah.
My fiance and I came up to Wagner Valley a while ago and we ran into you.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, you showed us like some of the stuff that was happening in some of the tanks.
Yeah.
And you
had
like, you were like, here, try some of this. And if I'm not mistaken, we tried some Seneca Screamer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Actually, and all three of these things are what we tried that day.
Is it? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I just, man, it was so cool. Dude, have another one. Absolutely.
It's just so good.
What's the ABV on this one?
5.3%.
5.3?
Yep.
Oh, that's perfect. No, this is so good. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing, that's coming up in just a little bit. It's a Tasting Tuesday, even though it's technically a Wednesday.
Yes,
but we're still enjoying the fruits of your labor, which are just so tremendous. All right, what else have we got?
Oh, Honeyweed's back.
Mm-hmm. Mm. When we tried this one, when it was still in the tank,
yeah.
This tasted dynamite.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited by this because this is a beer that like used to be brewed up at Wagner Valley for some time.
Yeah, it used to be year-round beer, actually.
Right.
And it was rather popular. And then like when I took over Wayne and Brian, Brian's the manager, one of the managers over at the cafe, they're like, yo, make honey wheat. Like,
and they basically challenged you for
it,
right?
They told me, they're like, you should make this. And I kind of wanted to... kind of attracts the same group of people, but at the same time, it's part of our heritage, you know?
No, it is.
Yeah.
I love the color to it. It's fantastic. Let me give it a... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You can definitely taste the honey in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, nice sort of fruitiness to
and
it.
And it's local, right?
Yeah, it's from Wade's down there in Interlaken.
Yeah. How long did this brewing process take you?
It sat in the tank for a bit, but it was the usual, you know, 1 week of fermentation probably, and then turned it down after there, and it's sat for about 2 weeks.
Oh, this is good. You're killing it, man. Seriously.
It just tastes like, you know, honey nut Cheerios, you know?
It has that sweetness to it, and it's so, like, I don't know why people would not try this beer.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
To me, it's just, it's so smooth. It's so sweet, in a sense.
Yeah.
Not, like, overbearingly sweet.
Yeah, it's not, like, cloyingly sweet, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had a beer like that where... You know, like it should be, because I'm trying to think if I've had like a beer that just kind of made me go, oh God, what are you doing?
I mean, yeah, there have been a few things. There's like the whole trend of pastry beers and pastry stouts and stuff like that. And it's like,
this is a thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. And like, you know, people like throw whole cakes into a mash tun and stuff. And
my God.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, half of it's for the gram, you know, the Instagram and to, you know, hey, we threw like, you know, two cases of Little Debbie's in this mash tune, you know, look at us kind of thing.
God, but, why would people do that? For the gram.
I mean, for the gram, you know, it's really, you can get into this whole philosophical discussion of like, you know, this generational desire for like an old time past, like, you know, like you like to, I mean, in lunchtime, you always got like that Little Debbie zebra cake and like, why not put a, you know, a whole case of those in your beer and feel good about things, you know, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just weird. But yeah. So you'll run into a few of those, and a lot of the thing that they'll usually do is they'll have a lot of alcohol in those as well to like kind of counterbalance the sweetness. So it's like chugging a bottle of Kahlua, you know, it's just kind of like carbonated Kahlua thing. And it's really not my deal. You know?
No, it's not. Yeah, it shouldn't be. So, Honey Wheat, let's talk about this for a hot second. 5% ABV I see on the can.
Yep, 5%er.
That's such a smooth, drinkable sort of beer.
Exactly. It's just nice. It's really good.
It's really good. All right. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes to a lucky listener. Third, Colossa can. What do we got?
We got the Feared Expedition.
You're going to have to explain this one to everybody.
So it is the Fjord Expedition. It is a red ale brewed with Norwegian farmhouse yeast called Kvjek. Kvjek is actually just the word yeast in Norwegian. So it's saying like Kvjek yeast is kind of saying like, you know, ATM machine, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah, you're doubling up on what you're saying. Yeah.
But so it's brewed with a Kvjek and that's a... So it's like this red ale with like Kohatu hops. So I dry hopped it. And then it's a dose of like a light dose of smoked malts with a bunch of other red malts and stuff like that. It's a pretty complex, pretty interesting, a lot of things going on here.
Oh, with a color like that.
Yeah.
It seems like a hair. Anyone? All right. It's totally up to you. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on in there.
There really is.
Yeah, it's like there's the like honey malts in there. There's caramel malts. There's roasted. It's a cherry wood smoked malt.
I was gonna say I could taste the smokiness.
Yeah, but not overpowering. Just a hint there. Main reason I decided to put like smoked malt in it. Tradition Norwegian like farmhouse beer. They typically it's some of the wildest like styles. It's like, you know how there's like the whole story with U.S. craft beer, how it's like starts out as two guys in a garage.
Oh yeah,
this is like two guys in a garage, and then it became one guy, and they just never got out of the garage at all, you know. And so like you hear these stories where like where they're mashing through like juniper branches and like making like this juniper like infused mash water, and then like they'll like run it off and like kind of hand recycle it a bit, and then like run it off into like a milk jug and then ferment it in there. So it's like this really like punk rock backwoods Norwegian like farmhouse brewing. And so like a lot of their, a lot of it naturally has like a lot of woody character, a lot of the juniper, a lot of the, a lot of the smokiness. Cause they're like, they're boiling it on like a wood smoke to like on a wood fire and everything like that. So I gave it the touch of wood smoked malt to kind of like
it's good
hearten back to that.
It's
you know?
Really good. That is dynamite. What's the ABV on that one, Dina?
That one's only 5 as well.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Whew. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
great. It turned out nice.
That's incredible. Dude, that was so delicious. I'm going to have to get a little bit more of that as we were off the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's so, so good. Coming up in just a minute, your chance to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Obviously, all of these have just been released.
Yep.
Like, as of, like, the last, like, week and a half, 2 weeks or so, right?
Yeah, it's been the last 2 weeks.
Give or take?
Yeah. I mean, like, right now, we're asking visitors to wear masks, please. Like, just because it's getting rough again.
No, it is.
Know? So
it
it's like, you know, you have one foot hovering over the brake and one over the gas right now.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, figure out where to land and not wind up with too much beer at the end of the
No, year. I get it, though, because the thing is, you know, case in point, you know, we talked about it before I came on the air, you know, I'm getting married here in a less than 2 weeks, and you know, I'm kind of on the edge of my seat thinking to myself, what in the hell's gonna happen? But
oh yeah,
you
exactly.
never know.
Yeah.
But more importantly, when it comes to that's coming up, I'm very excited that we are going to have some cross-section IPA.
Oh, absolutely. Freshly packaged last week.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I love to hear, my friend. Seriously, like that's how great Wagner Valley Brewing is. That's how great Eric is at his craft, that we have specifically requested to have some cross-section IPA at the reception in the area. So we're looking forward to that. But either way, you can get yourself some cross-section IPA when you go visit Wagner Valley Brewing on Route 414 in Lodi. Get some honey wheat. Get some...
Fjord Expedition,
thank
Fjord
you.
Expedition.
Try some of that because that is smoky and delicious.
Yeah,
we got a growler and a fill to give to a lucky listener today. Who are we giving that to?
Number five
it is. It's 607-533-0077. Again, that number is 607-533-0077. Want a growler and a fill. You don't want to miss out. Eric is brewing some great stuff for the fall season. 607-533-0077.
Also, keep an eye out for Coffee Porter at the end of the week.
Just slide that
in
there.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I love it. Hey, cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
VTL is back after this.